Here we are with another edition of 7 Minutes in Heaven. Marianne, what are we talking about today?
Today, we will talk about marooning. Or maroon. Being marooned.
Like being a maroon? You maroon.
That's well, you don't really want to say that because of the history of the word, which we'll discuss maybe if we have time. Okay.
What have I done?
Well, most people won't know, but so... What is marooning, right? Marooning is the intentional act of abandoning someone in an uninhabited area, such as like a desert island, right?
Being right,
marooned
right.
On a desert island, or more generally, to just be put in a place you can't escape.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I knew it. I just didn't know. One, it was someone's intention, and two, it could be anywhere else but an island.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I didn't know it could be not. I always associate it with being marooned on a deserted island or a desert island, an island of desserts. It's just nothing but cream puffs and sundaes and cakes.
Wonderful.
yeah. So you're going to die from sugar. The practice of marooning people was a penalty for the crewmen of ships. A lot of times, or for captains at the hands of a crew in the case of like a mutiny. So
it's nice of them not to just kill them and throw them overboard. It takes a lot of effort to drop them off at an island.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and you have a chance to survive, you know, technically.
Yeah. And historically, yeah, there are people who have survived this. It was considered a death sentence. But it wasn't always actually a death sentence.
Sure.
So the practice was a penalty. Oh, we talked about that. Generally, a marooned person, generally it was men for the most part, would be set on a deserted island, which was usually no more than like a sandbar. And they would do it at low tide. So the tide would be rising and it's like.
So it was. In that case, that's pretty.
You're
done.
I mean, in a way, if you're lucky, the high tide doesn't go that high and you can like kind of stand on this like sandy sandbar. But in all likelihood, no, probably you're going to be swimming with the sharks. This person who was marooned on this island would be given some food, a container of water, and a loaded pistol so he could die by suicide if he desired.
I remember this from the, you know, the Pirates in the Caribbean movies.
Yeah, they give them one shot, right? So you can, you know, choose that escape if you like. The outcome of marooning was usually fatal. However, some people have survived, as I said. The chief practitioners of marooning were 17th and 18th century pirates. As you mentioned, Pirates of the Caribbean or the Caribbean, however you want to. Say that to such a degree that they were frequently referred as marooners. The pirate articles of captains Bartholomew Roberts and John Phillips specifically specify marooning as a punishment for cheating one's fellow pirates or other offenses like that. So sometimes when they would maroon someone, they would refer to them as made governor of an island.
Hey, it's still giving them something. You know what I mean? I mean, that's better than nothing.
Yeah. During the late 18th century in the U.S. South, marooning took on a humorous additional meaning describing an extended camping out picnic over a period of several days.
How funny. How comedic.
Yeah, I don't think it's super funny. The word is attested in 1699 and derived from the term maroon, which was a word for a fugitive slave.
Oh, cool. Yeah. No, yeah. You know, I was really enjoying this.
Sorry. I've got to bust that bubble because we got to learn stuff here. We're moving forward. We're moving forward. And
progress.
We're not going to say things that are fucked up. Or we're going to try really hard not to.
But what do we call it now?
being ditched,
deserting on a deserted island,
being deserted being ditched, on a desert. On, yeah, I don't think maybe people are still doing that. So there are a few notable cases. Juan de Cardenega, who died in 1520, was a Spanish accountant and captain of one of the five ships led by Ferdinand Magellan in his expedition to circumnavigate the earth. Cardenega frequently argued with Magellan during the voyage and questioned his authority. And then following a failed mutiny attempt, which Cardenega was the principal organizer, Magellan marooned him on the remote island of Patagonia in 1520, before continuing to the Strait of Magellan. After that mutiny, Magellan held a trial for the conspirators. Cartagena's ally, Gaspar de Cascada, was sentenced to death by beheading. However, Magellan was reluctant to execute Cartagena because he was a close relative of someone else that was probably a royal or a lord or something.
Damn.
So Cartagena was sentenced to be marooned along with another co-conspirator, the priest Pedro Sanchez de la Reina. The sentence was carried out, and 4 months after the mutiny, shortly before the fleet departed their winter quarters, Cardenega and the priest were given a small supply of the ship's biscuits and drinking water and left on the small island. Neither was seen or heard from again. The next notable case I'm going to jump right to is a French noblewoman, Marguerite de la Roque, who was marooned in 1542 on an island in the Gulf of St. Lawrence off the coast of Quebec, and she was left by her near relative, Jean-Francois de la Roque de Roberval, a nobleman, and it was a punishment for her affair with a young man on board a ship.
That'll teach her.
Yeah. Well, she, on this ship, he was displeased with her actions. She was a relative of his, not his wife or anything, and they left her on the Isle of Demons.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, dang it.
No mas, that's no such mas. Such a
good story. Okay. It's cool.
We'll have to look it up. Yeah. Look it up, guys.
Yeah. So, thank you for listening to Death is Everything. Please, if you like us, rate, review, and subscribe. You can find us on a few different social media sites. You can find us on Instagram at @D.I.E._cast. And on Twitter at Death Every Cast. If you're interested in interviewing or being a guest, go ahead and send an email to hello@deathiseverything.com and check out our website, deathiseverything.com. We have merchandise. We have all the episodes from this podcast and episodes I have been a guest on other podcasts as well. See you later, Land of the Living.